Welcome to the Big Book Roundtable and the RICO 12 family of recovery resources targeted at people from all backgrounds, faiths, places, dealing with addictions of all varieties. RICO 12 is also a resource for the loved ones of addicts. We've got some really cool things going on, different podcasts, different services. You can find them all at RICO12.com, RECO12.com. My name is Justin B. I am a child of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a recovering addict. I'm living in recovery from multiple addictions. And I am so grateful to be here sitting around this virtual roundtable with David G. and Nikki M. David, why don't you just take a second and introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Justin. Thank you for your service as always. Man, I love RICO 12. I love everything about what we do here and what you do with all of the different podcasts. Everybody, my name is David G. I am an alcoholic and an addict of many sorts. I live in the state of Oklahoma down in the southeast corner, about 2 hours north of Dallas, Texas. And I've been in the rooms for a long, long time. But, you know, the greatest day that I've been in the rooms is today with my two friends, Justin and Nikki. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. And it's a great day for me, too. Nikki, introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M., and I'm an intelligent agent spearhead. And I, too, I think we're all a little high on God dope here. What does that mean? Well, we're just loving each other and getting excited because our magic book is just filled with so much solution, some warnings, and a lot of promises. I just can't wait to get into this. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. It's a great opportunity to sit around this round table and dive deep into the big book. Last time we sat down and we discussed the last couple of paragraphs of the chapter of Bill's story, and we're going to be moving into chapter 2 on page 17, entitled There Is a Solution. You know, we've identified the problem. We've identified what drives us to drink or act out or use whatever it is or think. And now we're going to be talking about the solution for the next little while here in the big book. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading here on page 17. Grab your fourth edition of the big book, pen, highlighter, paper, take notes. Let's dive deep. And here we go on page 17. Chapter 2, There Is a Solution. We of Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. We are average Americans. All sections of this country and many of its occupations are represented, as well as many political, economic, social, and religious backgrounds. We are people who normally would not mix, but there exists among us a fellowship, a friendliness, and an understanding which is indescribably wonderful. We are like the passengers of a great liner the moment after rescue from shipwreck, when camaraderie, joyousness, and democracy pervade the vessel from steerage to captain's table. Unlike the feelings of the ship's passengers, however, our joy in escape from disaster does not subside as we go our individual ways. The feeling of having shared in a common peril is one element in the powerful cement which binds us, but that in itself would never have held us together as we are now joined. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out, on which we can absolutely agree, and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Already I'm getting a feeling of hope, of a energy that says, hey, jump in, let's do this, because we've got a fellowship here that just is, we'll walk shoulder to shoulder with. So as I read that, let's start out with David today. David, what are some of the things that you read in there and some of the background that you can share with us?
Absolutely, Justin. Thank you so much for reading and all that you do, all the service. I'm just so grateful for you, brother. You know, when I read this chapter, this really introduces me to two powers. This is going to introduce me to the power of the fellowship to support me and the power of the spiritual experience to transform me. And we're going to see that the fellowship is a very, very vital part of what we do here. But if I'm depending on that only, and I did that for years, he tells us right here on this page, it's not going to work out very well for us. Now, and supporting is as important as having a sponsor, having unity with a group and having that. This chapter is going to show me that's not enough for me to recover. And we're not just talking about stopping drinking, stopping using, stopping eating, stopping lusting, whatever it may be. We're talking about a spiritual experience necessary to overcome and recover from the disease of addiction. So what you read in the beginning, he says, there is a solution. I used to think that this is the only solution there is. Now, I've met a lot of addicts through the years that have found other solutions and other ways to recover. I don't argue that anymore. I once did. This chapter doesn't say this is the solution. It says there is a solution for people like you and I. We have Alcoholics Anonymous, no thousand men and women who were once just hopeless as Bill. And if you carefully read Bill's story, that's a question. I put a question behind everything. That's just kind of how I am. But look what it says. Nearly all have recovered. It didn't say all have recovered. Nearly all. See, it doesn't say that nearly all got sober. They recovered. That's a promise. They solved the problem. Take out, drink, put whatever you want to in there. So there's a couple of promises right there in that first paragraph. And he goes on to talk about the great liner and, you know, the shipwreck and camaraderie and joyousness and democracy. And you have to remember at the time whenever he wrote the book, airplane travel wasn't in effect yet. And so to get from one continent to another, you had to take a ship. So he talked in a way that the people could understand. He talked about the great liner. And notice how he says, unlike the feelings of the ship's passengers, however, in our, look at this great promise, escape from disaster. See, that's what we do here. We escape from disaster. Even after we've been here for a long time and we rest on our laurels and we get comfortable in the fellowship of whatever anonymous program or fellowship that we're in, you know, we can fall back into the disastrous behavior. You know, I used to read that fifth tradition. And I used to think that only applied for the newcomer. That applies for the old timer as well that is suffering inside of the rooms. But it says it does not subside as we go our individual ways. But he's going to give me a strong warning right here, a very strong warning. He says the feelings of having shared in a common peril, and that's what we do when we come here. We share a common peril. But notice what he says. This is only one element in this powerful cement. There's more than one element here. There's three. But this is only one element in the powerful cement which binds us, talking about the fellowship. But look at this warning. But that in itself would have never held us together as we're now joined. So just come into meetings. I don't know. Maybe if that works for you, that's wonderful. But I'm the kind of guy, if I just come to meetings, I don't do anything else. All I've done is take the chemical out of my body. I've taken the feelings away. And now I'm sitting here the same human being. There has been no transformation. At some point, my head is going to get so miserable that I'm going to come back to that. I have no choice in that. But look what he says, the tremendous fact. This isn't a theory. It's a fact that every one of us, not a few, every one of us that has done this work, we have discovered a common solution. We got a way out. Wow. Man, what a promise. That is my favorite promise in all of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I say that on every page, so you'll hear this again. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree. You get a bunch of drunks and addicts together, we usually don't agree on very much other than drinking and using and doing what we do. But we're going to agree on something different here. That we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. See, that's the great news, this book, keywords, this book, not these meetings, not this fellowship, as important as that is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing that. But I'm saying if that's all you're relying on, good luck. Because people like me and my brother and sister that's around this table, we are beyond human aid. And that means the unity of the fellowship. That means our sponsor. That means my wife. That means my boss. That means any of that. Threaten me with all that stuff and I'll straighten up for a little while, but I promise you old behaviors will come back and I'll fall down one more time. So that's the great news. The book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism or sexaholism or food, whatever it may be, the ism. People say, that stands for I sponsor me and I'm this and I'm that. But, you know, for me, that's I, self, and me. And that's a deadly combination. Put anything in front of that word. So the harmonious, the brotherly and harmonious action, for me, that's the great news that the book carries. And that's what I carry to those who suffer. So thank you, Justin, for allowing me to share on that.
Yeah, and thank you, David. I got a couple of one-liners out of that, too. Thank you for sharing that. Nikki, what do you read as we go through that? What are some of the things that jump out at you?
Well, thank you. And thank you, David and Justin. I always learn something. I used to think I knew everything. I know nothing. And in this book, the first thing I have is we. I mean, I've started highlighted because it can't be me. I need we. I need us. I need you, men and women. That's why when I hear in the rooms, women stick with women and men stick with men. I understand these things, but it's not in the book. It says men and women. And it's true, nearly all have recovered. Recovered from what? From that seemingly hopeless, fake news state of mind and body. You know, and it's just so great because where it says indescribably wonderful, my line out says, these are miracles. How do you describe miracles to people? I don't know how. We, again, there's we. It's not just Nikki. It's not just Justin. It's not just David. It's we. I need other people to help me with this program, with this way of living. I can't do it alone. You know, and it says here, like, what do I have right here? Oh, all the gifts. You know, these are gifts. I'm together with you guys. It doesn't subside as I go my individual way. I was just recently, as you know, in Luxembourg. I didn't have a meeting. I wasn't sponsoring. I didn't really have my phone. And my joy around my fellowship did not go away. I could not wait to get back. I couldn't wait to get back at the round table here and get into this work because I need this. I need this. What is the common solution? You know, and David said it, it's a fact. This isn't fake news. These are facts proven. It says we will prove facts. So I believe it about the common solution. And the common solution that I have come to understand that everyone eventually finds is a power greater than themselves. I choose to call mine God. My common solution. What's God? It's the spiritual principles. See, David, Justin, and I, we don't get to stay angry. We don't get to be irresponsible. This is the common solution. Isn't that what God is? The spiritual principles. We have to get gracious, intimate, generous, forgiving, active, patient, loving, trusting. That's the common solution, which is God. And there's a lot of action. I also have that, like my line out is like, these are the steps we read and talked about. No, these are the steps we take that we took. This is a program of action. So I can join in this brotherly and sisterly harmonious action. I need to get up. I need to do things. I need to be an active member in the WE program here. And of course, just like David has on his, like those who suffer from alcoholism, I, self, me. As you were reading this, it was like, you know, I need to hear this, but I still want all my friends in the fellowship because it says there's a friendliness and understanding. And I'm in the room sometimes and I don't get that anymore. I get, Nikki, you don't belong here. This is for alcoholics only. I didn't see a closed meeting. I saw one that for open to anyone. We don't deny anyone because we have this friendliness and this understanding that's indescribably wonderful. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nikki. I've gotten a couple of questions, one for each of you here that I've written from your shares, from the things that you've pulled out of there. David, you mentioned, you know, this is but one element. The feeling of having shared in a common peril, you said, is one element. And I think I know this, but I want to dig in deep because it's not normally defined as an element. You said there are three elements. Why don't you talk about the other two elements and how they work together?
Yeah, absolutely. I always connect it back to the circle and the triangle, unity, service, and recovery. You know, those are the elements. You know, unity, of course, is our fellowship. You know, all through the book up to this point, we've really looked at that. You know, even way back over in the forewords, you know, it just It talked about one of the greatest assets that our society had. What is that? XIX. That's Roman numeral 29. Forward to the second edition, almost to the very end of the page. It says, today, the remarkable unity of AA is one. It's not the only one, but it's one of the greatest assets that our society has. And he comes back to it again here. This is only one element in this powerful cement, which binds us, but it would never hold us or have held us as together as we're now joined. So the other two for me, I mean, obviously I can't leave out the fellowship. I've tried to do that. Now, once we finish up our fifth step on page 75, she's going to ask us these same questions again. It's like, I can't ever get away from that. You know, I'm finished with my fifth step now. I went home. I'm carefully reviewing what I've done in the first five proposals. Bottom, what is that paragraph there on page 75, about midway down. He asks us this question again. Is our work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? The stones on page 47, the stone on page 63. But here he asks it again. Have we skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Am I going to meetings and not working the program and being of service? Or I'm trying to work with others and just be of service and not go to meetings? That's trying to make mortar without sand, as far as that I'm concerned. And for me, that just doesn't work. So it has to be all of them. But if I'm just depending on the fellowship, and that's why I say for so long, I just kept hearing, just keep coming back, just keep coming back, just keep coming back. Don't go out no matter what. I'm the kind of guy that goes out no matter what. I need to stay. I need this solution. And it says that I'm going to find this through the great news this book carries. So thank you for that question, Justin.
Yeah, you're welcome, David. And thanks for going back to the circle and triangle. There's so much power in remembering that and being reminded of that. Nikki, the question I have for you, you said, you know, I don't get to stay angry. I don't get to be irresponsible. But you know what? These things keep coming back up. I get angry about the same thing over and over and over again. No matter how many times I move through it, do a 10th step on it, go through it, it seems to keep coming back. How do you deal with those types of things and not just give up and say, well, forget it. This isn't working. I still feel angry. I still am irresponsible. I still avoid things. How do you practice not giving up as things keep coming back like that?
Oh, that's a great question. And that's what this is all about, a design for living. How do I do that? I sponsor. See, I sponsor. That is the way out. I think it was in the last episode that we read, or two episodes ago, where work with another addict would save the day when all other measures fail. If I'm sponsoring and I'm in a step one, I'm reminded I'm powerless, right? I'm reminded again, I'm at step one. Did you rework your steps? There's a spiritual, you know, there's so many spiritual giants, and I've got some at my table, but Mark Houston's one of them. And he's, every year he works the 12 steps again. And I've heard people say, Nikki, when I have not worked my steps again, because I work them every time I sponsor somebody. Do I need to write out another fourth? Maybe if it's eating my soul, sometimes I've had to, but rarely, because I've already done such a thorough four step. I know who I am. I do it every time with my sponsors. I do fifth step, 10 step, all these things. But basically, how do I never get angry again? Which page 111 says the very first principle of success is that you should never be angry. Well, Justin, how do I never be angry? I'm angry every, you can imagine, a pipe was frozen in my house. I'm pretty upset about that. What do I do? I'm in the fellowship, we of any anonymous, right? I have a common solution. So I'm sponsoring. I also have a God squad. I also have given authority over people to tell me what I can't see. It takes two to see one. And actually, you and David, I should say it right here. You always have authority to tell me, Nikki, you know what you said, or what you may need to course correct. I'm giving you both permission to say that. And I have a close God squad. There's, you know, I can count them on one hand, the people who can say these things to me. You're off base, Nikki. So I sponsor, pretty much all the time. I have a God squad of people who can tell me the truth. I believe my book, which is, I'm not a saint. It says, you on page 117, Nikki, you will make mistakes. It says, the old problems will still be with you. This is as it should be. So the book's literally telling me, even though you should never get angry, your old problems about getting angry will be with you. And that's it, exactly as it should be. Because I'm constantly reminded from sponsoring, this isn't an overnight matter. It should continue for my lifetime. And as I'm telling and reminding my sponsees this, I'm speaking the truth over myself, right? Every time I'm doing a step 11, I'm seeking God. Every time I'm doing a step, every time I'm working a step with someone, I'm doing that step. So I'm reminded every day I'm powerless. I need this power. I make my, as our friend Joseph O, I make a third step decision every day to perform this work well. My perfection, that's gone out the window. I don't even use that word. I just want to do well. My Al-Anon sponsor said, we just do it a little less than we used to. Because you can do that in those other rooms, you can't. You can't just do a little less fentanyl or a little less alcohol or a little less sex with people who you shouldn't be having sex with or a little less sugar when you know that stuff will kill you. There's things that are a hard no, but for the rest of it, I just do it a lot less than I used to. Make sense?
Yeah. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki, for going there. All right. So let's go into some takeaways here. David, as we had this conversation together, was there anything that jumped out at you that you're like, I'm going to put that into practice, or I'm going to make a note of this in my life and take away from it?
Well, the one thing that I always take away from this page, you know, one, there is a solution. Thank God. You know, and I thought it was just to not drink or use or drug or whatever it was, but that's far from it. This book is going to go on to talk about an experience with spirit that's going to free me in such a way that I won't even, the miracle isn't that I haven't done it. I haven't thought about doing it. That's the miracle. And so, but that warning is what I always take away from this, that the fellowship by itself would have never held us together as we're now joined. And I love my people. I love them. But when the alligators are on me at 2 o'clock in the morning and no one's there, who am I with then, you know? And so I just love what our book tells us. And I know, see, 10, 11, and 12 for me is the good dope. It just is. And if I stay with that, I'm not going to fall back into this trap. And, you know, so I don't know. There's so much good stuff here. I like what Nikki referred back to in the very first paragraph. Nearly all have recovered. They solved the drink problem. I think that's the key to the whole thing. We're looking to solve whatever problem. We're looking to recover. And that's exactly what we get to do here. We get this God consciousness, this overwhelming God consciousness. And I just love it. But that's my takeaway, is that I got to remember it's only one element, just one. Thank you.
Thank you, David. How about you, Nikki? What's the takeaway you have from our conversation today?
Well, of course, the title, There Is a Solution. And when David said that, you know, I used to be, there's only one way to get better. There's more than one way. And page 95 says it. If you're listening out there and you think you can do the job in some other way, or you prefer some other spiritual approach, we're going to encourage you to follow your own conscience. And we have no monopoly on God, says page 95. We just have an approach that worked for us, because I know Justin and David have tried everything just like I have. And what it says here, this book carries to us, because we suffer from the disease of alcoholism. Great news that we can tap a source of power if we just take a sincere position daily to perform this work well. So I'm just so grateful for that, because I found, like David said, like, I love you guys. I have found my people. Okay. For years, I thought it was an alien in an outer space in another world. Now I know it's just people with a big book that has white pages and black ink on it. And that we just talk about this power greater than ourselves that will solve all, not some, all our problems. God, I'm happy. Thank you.
And thank you, Nikki. You know, my takeaway goes back to the analogy of the liner, the great liner here. And we are people who normally would not mix. And I got to be honest, 10 years ago, if I were to look ahead and see myself here with David and with Nikki and see myself on a screen going, what am I doing talking to these people and having this kind of conversation? But you are my people. These are people that in my cups, when I was a miserable person, an unlovely creature, I would have been like, no, I would never associate with people like that. But man, I'm so grateful that I do. All right. Well, let's close up. Thank you, David and Nikki, so much. I'm grateful to get started here on There Is a Solution and continuing our march through the big book with you. Thank you, each of you out in the listening audience. If you would like to see what David and Nikki are doing in their other projects around in recovery, you can find information on them in the show notes. If you are willing and able to make a donation to RICO 12, you can do that. You can find the way to do that in the show notes also. Everything we do here is funded by those of you who are generous enough to donate and make this possible. And I'm so grateful for that. And it just really helps as we build this family of recovery resources that we're doing at RICO 12. Keep coming back. Stay. Come back and stay. Sit all the way down. Come all the way in, sit all the way down. Because you're worth it.